Which takes a while. So
can you shut up so I can do it?
And we're shut up. And we're back. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
That whole process is so funny. You know what it is?
I know, you really enjoy it.
It feels like old radio or something. You know, we got to like, or maybe it's new radio. Like we have to sync up with the satellite or something.
Kill Radio is middle-aged radio, I think.
Yeah, old world.
Yeah. Do you have some music you want to play? Is it being a submission show?
Is it my turn?
Yeah, I just played The Unknown, remember?
This is a band out of New York City called Anya Vanya. Their website is, I'm going to spell it because they told me to pronounce it one way and spelling you would never guess. It's A-N-A-V-A-N-A .com. They're out of New York. Again, that's, you would phonetically say that Anna Vanna maybe?
I would call it Anna Vanna.
Anna Vanna, okay.
No, I wouldn't.
But anyway, Anya Vanya in New York City, this song called Face the Day.
Oh, because it doesn't have, what do you call that thing that goes over the end?
The tilde?
Spanish? Yeah, that's why, I think because of the font, they didn't have a tilde. So if you saw that, you would call it, you would say Anya Vanya.
I guess so.
Vanya. Yeah.
Thanks, John. Can you?
You're up.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Here, killradio.org.
Thank you.
And we're back.
Here, here.
Well, that was all over the map. I like that. That was a song called Suicide in Spring, band called Fallout Fracture out of West Bend, Wisconsin. And they got a really easy MySpace page, myspace.com/fracture.
Nice.
And spelled normally.
Really? It's not like fracture underscore two?
They're the first person to use the word fracture. Good for them. They were quick. Because how many bands out there have fracture in their name probably?
I got nothing.
You don't know? I thought you would know.
Fracture? Can't think of one off the top of my head.
On MySpace? There's seven.
Oh, okay, fine.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
This is becoming a hostile work environment.
It has. Do you need to go to HR?
Or at least a hostile environment. Yeah. I mean, HR.
Puffins?
What is it? kr-hr@killradio.org. That's what we need. We need a human resources
that
department.
That should be my email address at killradio. I'm going to search that. humanresources@kr.
Right.
At
but killradio. If you misspell it and do kr-finance@killradio.org, you can PayPal us.
Yeah.
To donate. Because October is Kill Radio fundraising month.
Well, overall, just promoting the link.
Come November, it'll just be bleeding money.
No, November, you know what we're doing in November. It's on individual shows. Like, you can do any sort of fundraising thing. Because, like, last year I had a show where people sponsored songs that I played on my other show. I had them sponsor, or if they wanted me to play a song that was appropriate for my show.
Interesting.
And I raised $100 for the station. So...
We like ourselves, don't we? No,
yes,
I'm kidding.
We do.
That's awesome.
Why don't
That's
we talk
fantastic.
About our other shows that we do?
Oh, that'd be great.
Because, John, your show is on Thursdays.
Usually Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. to 12 noon. I DJ for an hour, and then I interview a different L.A. band or artist.
Or a band that happens to be in L.A. I bet you there's some that have been in town, right?
Haven't done that. I'm trying to avoid doing that. I mean, the show is really about the L.A. music scene.
Cool.
And I've interviewed about, 60, 70 bands, a couple of cool people who have met with more success, have taken the time to give me interviews, like DJ Newmark from Jurassic 5, Will Dog from Ozo Motley. I had
Information Society.
Paul Robb from Information Society come down as well, and Uberzone was in here. And actually coming up sometime in the next month or so, I'm going to be hopefully have Jeff Torzo, formerly of God Lives Underwater, and David Jay from Bauhaus and Love and Rockets, who has a new instrumental act, which I'm excited about. And then, of course, all the really cool bands that play out all over town in L.A., like Pedestrian and AM and God, if I just start naming them, there's going to be so many of them. But I must mention, on October 28th, I'm doing a little Is Good showcase at M Bar.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, on Vine Street. No cover, and I'm just featuring two awesome bands. It's a little Halloween party. I'll probably have Hellraiser on in the background. Yeah, it's Saturday the 28th, and starts at 10. And I have The Sweetheart, which kicks ass. And,
right. How late are you going to be there?
Which also kicks ass. Yeah, 10 to 2.
Oh, good. Because I'm going to be at the Day of the Dead thing that happens at the Hollywood Cemetery. Have you ever been to that?
No, but I've heard of it.
It's amazing. The whole cemetery is transformed, and it celebrates Day of the Dead like they do in Mexico and South America and stuff, where there's the altars to the people who've passed on. But there's also, in the cemetery, there's bands, both mostly of Latin America and Mexico and Central America. There's all these food booths.
You're cruising, aren't you?
What?
You're going there to meet Latin guys,
no,
aren't you?
Shut up.
Oh, you so
no.
are.
You know
so
who
caught.
David Bonobo, who does a show on Sundays called Solbroso, he DJs in the main mausoleum there.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah, Bonobo's cool.
Last year, Ima Sumac was there. Do you know who that is? You don't. It's so weird how nobody knows who she is. She was big in the 50s. She was that whole Exotica scene.
I was born in 77.
Well, I was born in 68.
I'm just saying. You're like, oh, I can't believe people know she was big in the 50s.
Well, I just happen to know.
Okay.
I just happen to be worldly. Thanks.
No, I'm not cultured. Everybody
but
knows
she's still
that.
Alive. I mean, she's got to be in her 90s. And she looked good. Wow. So she was there signing autographs. But it's a crazy event. So.
Well, that sounds like fun. And then if you do end up going there, you swing by.
Totally afterwards. It'd be so easy.
If anybody wants more info on what the deal is with Is Good, just go to isgoodmusic.com. There's a lot of exciting, crazy things going on there.
Good.
And then you do a show on Fridays.
Yes. From 12 to 2, same time as this show, 12 to 2 Pacific time. It's called Close Your Eyes. It's kind of a music, spirituality, meditation show. Talk about relationships, which it's been amazing how, like, in our culture, how we kind of have a back-asswards approach to relationships. So it's been really interesting looking at that and seeing why I'm single right now. So no, it's been really great. It's been really, you know, it's funny. It's what I've been reading from is stuff I've read before, but it's funny when you read something again, it's just totally different because I'm not the same person the last time I read it.
Sure.
So it's really good. So that's 12 to 2 Pacific time. I play a broad range of music. Who am I playing on Friday? Oh, it's Friday the 13th too, which should be awesome.
Ooh.
I'm playing everything from Senior Coconut to Philip Glass to Bent. To, I don't know if you know, you probably don't know Los Panchos. They do kind of, again, that grandma Mexican music that I'm addicted to.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's this Friday. And then are you actually doing your show on Thursday? No, right?
No, I'm going to be out of commission for the week.
If we could do a remote broadcast, how awesome to do a remote broadcast of you in pain. Are you high? We really
totally.
Need to.
No, I rescheduled all my bands for this week. I'm doing a bunch coming up, though. Saturday is Death to Anders, and then Monday is Katrina Parker, and then Tuesday is it's coming to me. Oh, Protostar R, which is
right.
It's a great electro rock band. Yeah, because then I'm going out of town also. And
really?
Did you say you weren't going to be here on the 23rd?
Yeah, you're not here on the 23rd either.
Yeah, so we're gonna have a no show that day. It'll be a mystery here archive. Is it my turn to play music?
Yes.
I think it is. Okay, cool.
The 23rd, I'm not
playing.
Here.
This is, we haven't had a band from LA in quite a while. This is a band called Dirty Kings. Formed in Los Angeles 6 years ago. B.B. Cox, Mofo Daniels, and C.B. Charlie, or no, Chirille. This is Dirty Kings kickoff 2006 with the release of, Electric Dirt and their new drummer, Johnny Smith. They continue to blend several influences with respect to their Kentucky, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania roots. And they have many gigs, recording sessions, and cocktails that have led to playing unapologetically straightforward rock with just a twist of glam and punk attitude. But their love for old buddies, country, old buddies. Their love for old blues, country, and R&B keep them well-balanced. Should be a press secretary or something. Like, I should do the president's job. Just read these things. Have you ever noticed whenever he's doing like any kind of address, he does it in such a way that it looks like he's a bad actor on stage for the first time, so he doesn't really have his lines memorized, but he wants it to look like he does. So he looks down at the page, and then he looks up and he says the first three words of the sentence.
Right.
It's very important that we... And then he just kind of looks out blankly. Maybe he'll say, Then he'll look down. Not bomb Poland. And then he looks back up, you know. But he tries to do it in such a way that makes it seem like he's read the speech before.
Right.
But he hasn't. Anyway, this is Dirty Kings. You're listening to Here on killradio.org. We have to remind ourselves to play music sometimes.
Oh.
I think we get a little talky.
Today we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's.
So why don't you play a song?
Okay. Here on killradio.org. That was Dirty Kings. And here, let me read a little snippet from Music Connection magazine last year. It says, shot in a beer rock band whose material and attack will have you recalling stellar influences from rock's Hall of Fame. Fans will jump on these tunes, and they specifically mention the two tracks that we just played, Blanket of Snow and Dirty Brown, like a wolf pack on a meat patty. That's what it says. Fans will jump on these tunes like a wolf pack on a meat patty.
That's pretty good.
Which is to say, ferociously, I guess.
Voraciously.
Vehemently.
With relish in both ways.
Awesome. So thank you, Dirty Kings, for submitting your work. Go to dirtykings.com, myspace.com/dirtykings. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org. This just in, we just won the Koreatown Mid-Wilshire Silver Lake Award for greatest submission show on an internet radio station in the area that uses alliteration in its title.
Yes. That was
so
a tough one, too. I didn't think we were going to win.
Well, we were up against Fuck Fatties and
which I actually thought would win, but, you know, the Koreans don't like that. They don't like curse languages.
And
Soup
Suckas was the other one.
Well, did you see on our comments page there was a band that were going to change their name to There There?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, I know that band, too. That's a funny thing.
There?
No, the band who posted that. Don't confuse me. What do you have up for us next?
I have a band.
How can we follow Dirty
Caves?
Gee,
I don't know. I have a band out of Scotland again.
No.
This time, though, Perth. We have not heard from Perth. So this is they're going to represent the whole Perth sound, the
they're
Perth scene.
Representing Perth.
Perth. This is a band called Whiskey Trail. I love them already.
I bet Perth sounds cooler in a Scottish accent.
Shut up. I'm talking. song title is called Diesel. And this Whiskey Trail, MySpace. Oh, actually, they don't have MySpace. They actually have a website.
Fuck
WhiskeyTrail.co.uk. Whiskey Trail, all one word, .co, as in company, .uk.
MySpace / what?
They don't have a MySpace page, ass. I'm going to punch you off mic.
A blue bear.
And we're back already. That was a band called Electrolevs.
It was a dark, sultry night.
Out of Glasgow. God, I'm so embarrassed I can't say it right.
Now I picture that music being in like a smoke-filled lounge. And
well, it's kind of that old David Lynch soundtrack kind of sound, too.
Well, and then I was going to say, and then a midget walks backwards.
Which totally, yeah. Red curtain.
No, I like that. What was that called? Electrolevs?
Yeah. That was a song called Over and Over. Again, myspace.com/electroloves. And that's loves, L-U-V-S. What I love about the internet is spelling counts. What I don't love about text messaging, spelling doesn't count.
We've had this conversation
before. Because to me, spelling counts.
And now we're having it again.
We'll keep talking about your knee.
I'm not sure how I feel about it. My knee hurts. What's your least favorite misspelling?
Oh, when people say your instead of your, Y-O-U, apostrophe R-E, and they say your, like,
oh, but
you're awesome instead of you're awesome.
Do you have the same problem with the they're theirs? Like, they are, they're possessive,
oh, if they do it wrong, it doesn't bug me as much, because actually I don't see it as often.
Have you ever committed an act of violence against someone for spelling something in a way that you find irritating?
In my mind.
Don't you just use you are for all forms of your?
No, I pronounce it right.
No, I mean like when you're sending someone a text message or something, you use the letters you are instead of out the word you are.
No, I always do.
You're not a shortcut kind of person?
No.
I see. C.
Yeah, got it.
Oh, I see. So, and I've mentioned this before, the abbreviation thing that I just can't stand at all is IMHO, in my humble opinion.
Which is like such fucking bullshit.
If you send that to me, I'll kick you in the throat. I will. Right in the Adam's apple, in my humble opinion. Someone said that to me to my face. Oh my God, I'd probably get really shameful and walk away. So, I have now. I have a band from what?
I was going to say something, but
maybe
I don't have to.
No, no,
we know why
they
do it, right? Is because in email and text messaging, it is such a dry form of communication. And sometimes saying stuff comes across so flat. So when someone says just a simple, humble opinion, it comes across, perceived-wise, as adamant. Just because email communication and text messaging is dry. So I think that's... I'm not justified because I think it's stupid too. Of course your opinion's fucking humble, you ass. God,
no,
it's a fucking opinion. But that's why. I mean, that's the problem with emails. God.
Yeah. I've gotten into situations where people thought, you know,
thought
I was being...
cunty.
Well, I was going to say sarcastic, but I guess...
My people use cunty.
Your people?
Yeah. All three of us.
Oh, my.
It's a really specific demographic.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be sarcastic. Christ. Next, they're going to think I'm cynical. Yeah, we'll see if we live long enough to see that. Okay.
Stupid.
So coming up, this is a band from Australia. And that's really far away, so that's exciting for me.
It's tomorrow there right now, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. They listen to here on Tuesdays. Earth Goat is the name of the band. They come to us from Fresh Fish Records, and I'll give you some more of their information now, actually. Earthgoat.com, myspace.com/earthgoat. This is what they sound like. You're listening to here on killradio.org.
Got the most.
Here, here. Killradio.org.
We were just now enjoying taking pictures of ourselves and trying to do it with a straight face.
What is that, a MacBook?
Yeah, the MacBook, the new Macs, they have this great, simple program called Photo Booth. It utilizes the built-in camera, and you basically take photos of yourself, and then they're cute little JPEGs, and they have effects and everything, and that's how we did our photo that's on our Here, Here page on MySpace.com. We thought, you know, it's time for a new one.
We should switch it up. We could do a different one every week.
You know, I brought that up, and you kind of looked at me frowningly, if you will.
Oh, no, that's, I have a...
That's just natural?
Yeah, I was I should talk to Shannon about that. As a kid, and it always looks like I'm smirking, but I'm not. I swear to God,
I actually
totally
like this photo.
No, I understand you have a disease. I'm totally taking you seriously. I can't, it's my face. I can't make it, you know, it's like when you hurt your hand and your middle finger sticks up and everybody thinks you're flipping them off.
Right.
That's my life. That's my whole
problem
life.
I preemptively emote or express without knowing that I'm expressing. So I can't lie anymore because it's so transparent.
What, could you give what me
happens,
an example?
What happens is I'll be like, listen to them, and I'll just be like this, but won't even know that I'm like furrowing my brow and kind of looking like, what?
Oh, God.
And they'll go, are you okay? I'm like, oh, I'm fine. And I'm thinking I'm doing poker face the whole time.
Yeah.
Really yeah. hard. Really, really difficult.
Hmm. Well, yeah, that does explain some things.
Nothing.
For me, because I always think you're pissed at me. And it turns out you're just, your face is just scrunchy.
Yeah, it's actually, that's when I feel longingly for you.
So now you know that I'm not thinking you're an ass clown just because I have a face on, expression on my face that looks like I'm thinking you're a tool.
Well, you got the ass clown. I'm not a tool. I am an ass clown in all the worst ways.
Man, what is with the true ads on MySpace? They keep getting more and more pornographic.
What is that?
That's a dating service. They're like, you know, oh, can't get a date in the real world? Sign up for this, and one of these
one
perfectly
the
made-up glamour models will take you out to Denny's. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
It's inappropriate.
Totally inappropriate. There's another one. Look, that's a butt.
Wow.
You just went to your here MySpace
now,
page,
did you
and the first thing you see is a butt.
Did you start off with Friendster? Friendster?
No, I never got in. I was actually late to the whole MySpace addiction thing.
I was
Shannon's
too.
Fault. She got me into it.
Okay, I have another set of music, and we have 10 minutes or 9 minutes.
Oh, yeah, like there's a big rush. But yeah, no, okay. And I actually have another thing of music as well. But I just wanted to say that what we were playing before, which I actually rather enjoyed, was called Earth Goat. The name of the album is Sex and Blood. They are from Australia, which is the continent kind of southeast of, you know where Australia is. And I just wanted to read this little thing here. Formed 2005, the band has gone from strength to strength with their unique sound. The album has been labeled as Dark Wave, but songwriter Kobe elaborates, the first album is a dark, brooding record. I'm well happy with this record as a strong and stated debut. I feel we are making the right moves and solidifying the band as a force to be known and respected. Well, wish you the best of luck. Earth Goat, thank you for submitting your CD. We'll put it right in the Kill Radio library for further airplay. Woohoo! Australia,
thank you, John.
Represent.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn. It's totally your turn.
Okay. Good.
Earth Goat. Let me just write that down.
Ending today's British invasion, Scottish invasion, thank you very much. Another band from Glasgow, and thank you, Dave, in France, British expatriate.
Our favorite listener.
Yes, other than Stacey and La Cunada,
Flint
Ridge.
Flint
Ridge. Dave has helped me with all pronunciations of all the wonderful utopia cities.
He know how to talk right.
In Scotland. This is out of Glasgow. This is a band called Little John Rocket, song called Nuremberg, not Nuremberg, which I was totally excited. I thought it was Nuremberg.
Why would you be excited about Nuremberg?
Because I always think of when country line dancing was really popular in this country, and someone actually said, they just all get up there and they do their Nuremberg dance moves, and they think it's listening to the music. And I thought that was so perfect.
Oh. Okay.
Because they're basically out there goose-stepping in sync with the music, but they're not really listening to the music.
What, do you have a problem with Nazis?
Not fully. And also the whole fascist architecture in Nuremberg is kind of hot.
This just in, Mark does not fully have a problem with the Nazis. That's just great. That's what I wanted to hear on this Monday morning. Hey, it's Mon Frere.
Here he is.
Go ahead, play
okay.
a song. We'll
Good.
Be right back on Hear Hear.
Die Einleitung für Nürnberg. Watch you die.
Hear, hear.
Welcome back.
Totally professional, Mark.
Thank
Way
you.
To go.
Yeah, I'm in a squeaky chair, and
sorry, I kept pulling the plug in the middle of that song. I was trying to untie the knot. What were we just listening to? That was Dennis Paul, right?
Yes, a cool. Song called "Adam Loves Eve." He's out of Red Lake, Ontario. That's Canada, if you didn't know that. And myspace.com/ Dennis Paul Rocks. I wonder if Dennis Paul's already taken, then that's why he chose Rocks. That was wise.
Yeah.
Like, use it to your advantage.
It's better than Dennis Paul _2.
Shut up. That's my other show's title because I couldn't find anything. And then again, before that, we heard Little John Rocket out of Glasgow, Scotland. MySpace.com/ Little John Rocket.
Hey, how do you guys pronounce Glasgow?
I asked Dave.
No, but I want to hear it from somebody else.
What'd you say?
Glasgow.
How's it spelled?
Glasgow,
which you got to remember in Scottish English, spelling doesn't count. It's like American English, basically.
Glasgow. Yeah.
Let me practice my Scottish accent.
Do you want us to come back to you?
No.
Because we're in the middle of a Scottish invasion right now.
We're getting a lot of music from Scotland.
Yeah, and this was my 37,000th song from Glasgow.
We actually have usually people send us MP3s or CDs. Somebody actually wrapped a band in a package and sent it to us. We have Mon Frere here in the background. They're in town from Seattle doing a bunch of gigs out here. We're going to talk to them in a little bit. I want to finish up all the submissions for this week.
Yeah.
And then we'll end the show with some music from Mon Frere and talk about what they're doing in our lovely town. Just real quick, how
our
are you enjoying
city.
Your stay in our town?
Of
we
Los
are
Angeles.
Loving it, especially because I hear it's very rainy and disgusting in Seattle right now.
Oh, is that new?
Is that unusual
well,
for Seattle?
No.
Yeah, is that unusual
it's
for
just
Seattle?
We left at the end of the beautiful summer season. So we're
Kyle.
Missing a month of nasty.
Sit your ass down.
Awesome. All right, well, I'm going to play one more track here. This is from Bastardized Records.
Oh, yeah.
It's a minimalist, maximalist, hypnotic, experimental, post-black metal CD. That's what it says on the label here. The name of the band is Wrath of the Week. And
you got another one of those
this is
minimalist,
like.
Maximalist, hypnotic. God, we're inundated with that genre.
Thank you.
right. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and that was Wrath of the Week. You know, I was working at a music store when I was a kid in the mall, and they had a Star Trek convention.
Was it Music Plus?
Sam Goody?
It was Sam Goody. Yeah. It was Sam Goody music, in the mall
actually,
in Hunt Valley, Maryland.
Music Plus turned into Sam Goody.
And they had a Star Trek convention, and George Takei was there, and they had people like dressed up in, you know, the outfits. This guy comes into the music store dressed like a Klingon. It's a true story. Comes in dressed like a Klingon, and he goes, looks around the store, and he goes, "Music is for the weak." And then he just walks out like totally confident, like he made his point.
That's great.
It's awesome.
Did you quit after that?
Yeah, not long after. So we're visited by Mon Frere. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
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 who are you?
Do you
made
have
of?
Names?
Yes.
Oh, yes. My name is Noella. I sing and play the keyboards.
I play drums. My name is Dustin.
My name is Kyle. I play the guitar.
Cool. And you guys are down here from Seattle, avoiding the rain, I guess.
Yeah.
We were just talking before that it's especially rainy now.
Yes, it's especially depressing up there.
Very sludgy.
It's cool. We have a largely British Isles listenership today.
They're like, wow, sounds like home. Oh, yeah. Big deal. Wow.
British weather.
Get in line.
Yeah. So what brings you guys to L.A.? You're on in the middle of a tour?
Kind of.
We're doing a one-month residency at the Knitting Factory. And so every Monday night we'll be playing in the main bar room.
Nice.
So you've already done one.
Done one on the second, and next one's tonight. So
cool.
I want to hate Knitting Factory, but every time I go there, I have a great time.
Why would you want to hate Knitting
because
Factory?
Because I hate that stupid, well, they're fixing it up, but that stupid little strip mall thing that's
it's
there.
Yeah, very it's confusing. Really awful.
Upstairs, it used to be a movie theater, and no one would
oh,
go
that's
to
right.
it.
I remember
that's
it
why
theater.
They got rid of it. It was horrible.
But they have a really nice stage and like good sound in there, though. I mean,
yeah,
it's a good
no.
place to see bands.
It's actually, I think that's what saved that center. Otherwise, if it wasn't for the Knitting Factory, they would have tore it down. No one would have cried.
So everybody but you should go see Mon Frere tonight, I think.
No, I like Knitting Factory.
You brought us a CD. Is this your debut album?
Debut full length, yeah. It's called Blood, Sweat, and Swords.
How long have you guys been together as a band?
This lineup's only been together for like 7 months.
January.
Since January?
Yeah.
Or so, wait, yeah, like 10 months now.
Wow.
How long have you been together as a couple?
A couple.
Or as a family?
There's three of them.
Yeah. Wait, 3 years, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, gonna be, well, yeah.
3 years? Yeah, 3 years.
Well, did you guys just sort of descend upon each other, or did you meet each other in school or something and start playing? Or?
We all went to high school together. We were all in little teeny high school bands. We all played shows together at the Land Cafe every weekend, stuff uh-huh. like that.
Is this your first time taking the band, taking the Mon Frere sound out of town?
We did our first West Coast jaunt last year, and but now it's getting more consecutive and hardcore. We were
good.
Out all this last summer yeah. and did the whole damn country.
Nice. So.
What's the response from your audience been like thus far in L.A.?
Pretty good. If people come out, they usually like it. So it's just
if people come out,
yeah,
yeah.
It's hard to get people to come out for a band that they don't already know.
Yeah. Huh?
Those guys
yeah.
who haven't made it, I've been talking to them, they love you guys.
There you go.
They didn't make the show, but God, they're great.
Mark
I love
just
their
got
sound.
A text message from all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear the story too. We were saying you guys played for a largely Jehovah's Witness audience recently. What was that
yes,
experience
we did.
Like?
It
that
was,
wasn't here in L.A. That was
no, it was in Stockton yesterday. It was really weird. I mean, it was awesome. There were tons of people there. They were really into it. I don't know. The fact that they were Jehovah's Witnesses didn't really have anything to do with
did
the
show
us. But,
they
did
got
they have
release.
Interesting haircuts or anything? Or?
Oh, yeah. They had this weird... No. I don't know.
I didn't know that. There was a movie screen behind us, so we played all the very extremely violent parts during Kill Bill.
Yeah,
so I don't
we
know if that
aware.
Really offended people or not.
We swore. We talked about being
hungover.
We had no idea. Yeah. We felt really yeah. terrible.
How did you guys settle on the name Mon Frere?
From the Kevin Smith movie Mallrats, Jason Lee says this line where he uses the phrase Mon Frere, and I thought it was funny, so I rolled with it.
And you guys have a presence on the web, website, MySpace, any of that stuff?
Monfrere.net.
And
MySpace.com/Monfrere.
Well, cool. Let's listen to a track from the CD. What do you recommend?
3?
Yeah, well,
perhaps
we'll
have
go
you
with
seen the CD before?
Track yeah, yeah. We'll go with You Don't Mind, track 3.
You Don't Mind, track 3. Right on. Our guest on Here is Mon Frere. Thanks for submitting yourselves.
And, including your bodies.
Everybody should go check him out at Knitting Factory tonight and every Monday for the rest of the month.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good gig. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
I wasn't listening, but that sounded awesome.
Oh.
I was too busy talking to you guys, but that was rad.
No, that was kick-ass. What are some of your influences, just as musicians?
We started this... Oh, was my mic on?
You're on.
We okay.
Just had the monitors.
We started the band when we started listening to Red Light Sting and The Gossip and different dancey Seattle bands like that, and Pretty Girls Make Grays, minus the bear. So,
is there a lot of music in this avenue, sort of in this vein, in the Seattle scene, or are you guys doing something different?
Nothing sounds like us, you know. We're totally original.
That's
nothing
what I was going for.
Totally. You guys use guitars. Hello.
I know.
That alone.
And a synthesizer.
Shit.
No bass player.
We don't have a bass player.
But is there sort of like a collective atmosphere there, like a support system for rock bands in Seattle? Like, do you feel like you're part of a scene, or?
Yeah.
But it is nice and diverse, though. Most of our,
I would say so.
Yeah, friends are pretty different from each other, but yet we can all fit on the same bill somehow. So,
now you're taking over LA through the end of October.
It's basically yours.
Yeah,
and then
do with it what you will.
What are your plans after that? After LA,
I'm looking forward to going back home and getting a job for a few months and then leaving on tour again in February.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bye, suckers. I told you I'd be here forever.
Yeah, hopefully writing a new record.
And where can people get this record?
Record. Anywhere.
This piece of vinyl.
I love the word record. Yeah. You can't help but sound like you're from
the
South.
Is this
a record? Record.
No, where can people get the CD? iTunes or
you can get it
CD
iTunes.
Bending?
You can get it. Is Tower still in business?
Barely.
Or
I think so.
I think they're selling everything.
Best Buy. Hopefully, any mom and pop too. So
yeah, please.
It's out there.
So you guys are on a label called Cake Records.
Yes.
Is that a small indie label in Seattle?
Yeah, it's
out of Tacoma, actually, a little south of Seattle.
But
well, cool. Can we leave with one more song from the
no,
CD?
You cannot.
Of course, yes.
Do not play any more of their music, John.
What's your website again? It's myspace.com/Monfrere.
Yeah. And Monfrere.net.
Monfrere.net. That's MONFRERE. As I would probably forget the last.
I would totally spell it wrong.
Yeah.
So, we did for a while too.
So people should check that out. So and get more information on the tour, and they can see you can see Monfrere every Monday for the rest of the month at Knitting Factory, which
in
is
Hollywood.
A really cool venue. Yes. What are we gonna play?
Track 2, Drain.
Are you guys on consensus about that? You
yes.
agree with it? You
I
agree
hate
with track
that song.
2?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Actually,
you as well.
Fine.
Awesome in Kill Radio fashion.
All right then. Hear, hear. Monfrere on Hear, Hear. Go check him out, The Knitting Factory, every Monday for the rest of the month. That's all I had to say about that.
Oh.
You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
I like that we just talk to each other with the mic on. Like, we just have these private conversations. Did you turn off the recording?
Shh, they're listening.
Okay.
Let's give a big thank you to Wrath of the Week, Dennis Paul, Little John Rocket, Earthgoat, Electro Loves, Whiskey Trail, Dirty Kings, Fallout Fracture, Anya Vanya, The Unknown, Dead on the Live Wire, Sebastian Hell, Hollow Horse, and Kizzy Lock for submitting your music and allowing us to play it here on killradio.org. And also, thank you, Monfrere, for dropping by in person. Here, I'll even put your mics on.
Ooh,
thank you.
Oh, yeah. So check them out tonight and every Monday for the rest of the month at Knitting Factory. See them perform live. And that's all. You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.